one boy told me that his mother was in one place. His granny said, oh no, she's taking care of some other business with a family member. Whatever the truth was, I never did find out because the boy reported, I know where my mom was, and she's still not home, and I can't tell you. That settled him, but when he didn't know what was going on with his mom, and he was being shuffled from one home to another over about a 3 week period, he was just lost. He didn't know, what was really going on, and you could tell he was upset. Well, that makes it hard to learn. That makes reading a story that much harder, or writing a few sentences, or whatever, doing a few math problems. And I'd pretty much bonded with this little guy. He was a really sharp, creative boy. Didn't like doing his schoolwork, but he was very creative in many other ways. When the last day that I was there, and I felt really bad about leaving. When he walked out of school that day, he pulled his jacket up high and he had a hood on it. He pulled his hood down over his face and he wouldn't even look at me. I think he was really upset that Mr. Oliver was leaving. And well, I was too. But I knew that I couldn't stay there either. It wasn't a healthy situation to work that hard. I was living with my mom in the Muskegon area. She has a ritual of watching Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy. And I couldn't even stay awake till, the end of Wheel of Fortune at 7:30 to see the next show. She said, "Well, why don't you go to bed if you're that tired?" Well, I'm working pretty hard, Mom. I'm relaxing.